Welcome to the Business Coach Podcast, an advice-oriented series that tackles the top issues and opportunities facing Canada's small businesses. I'm your host, Ian Portsmouth, the editor of Profit Magazine, and we've developed this podcast in cooperation with BMO, Bank of Montreal. So what is your company's competitive advantage? Every business owner should know the answer to that question, and the vast majority of business owners would say that they do know the answer. But nothing could be further from the truth, according to Janie Smith, my guest on this episode of the Business Coach Podcast. Janie is the founder and principal of Smart Advantage Incorporated, a business consultancy based in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. She is also the author of Creating Competitive Advantage, Give Customers a Reason to Choose You Over Your Competitors. And she joins me now on the phone from Stuart, Florida. Janie, thanks for joining the Business Coach Podcast.
Thank you for having me, Ian.
So, Janie, what is your definition of competitive advantage?
Competitive advantage is the reason people do business with you. Yet, there's so much confusion about the actual definition of this. What sets you apart from the competition? Why should I pay more? How in the buying decision do you answer the question, why should I buy from you and not the competition, that gives me, the buyer, confidence and reduces risk that I've made the right decision? How does a company articulate that is the definition of competitive advantage, yet very few companies master this.
Everybody wants to have a competitive advantage, and many, if not most, companies believe they have one, but you would say that they don't. How many do and how many don't, in your opinion?
Well, this is a shocking number. I've asked companies for over 15 years, and I think my number now is up to having asked about 4,000 CEOs of small, medium-sized businesses, what's your number one competitive advantage? And less than 3% can answer the question in a compelling way with the true definition of competitive advantage. Most companies, both CEOs, sales, and managers, confuse a company's strengths with competitive advantages. I blame the good old SWOT analysis that companies do when they do their planning process. They list all their strengths and opportunities, weaknesses and threats, and they come to believe that their strengths are competitive advantages, but most strengths are required just to be in business. You've got to have good people, good quality, good customer service. It's a given. That's my expectation when I come to you in the first place. And if you tell me that, and so do your three or four competitors, how do I decide between you and them? Unfortunately, the tiebreaker becomes often price. And we don't want price to ever be the tiebreaker. We want to have solid competitive advantages that communicate real value. Not just real value, but value that means something to me, something important to me, the buyer.
So, for example, a lot of companies out there will say, well, our competitive advantage is that we have great people, or we have great customer service, or we are innovative. And I guess the problem there is that that's what everyone else is saying about themselves.
Yes, that's correct. And not only that, each of those things you've just said are, in my mind, categories of deliverables. You know, when we say we have really good customer service, what does that mean? Take any company, and I can list for you a minimum of 10 different things that fall under the category of customer service. Customer service may be how quickly I answer the phone, how quickly I deliver, how friendly and trained my technicians are, my truck drivers are. All of those represent customer service, yet we try to package them under one big umbrella and say we have really good customer service. The other thing is, when you tell me we have great customer service, your definition of great customer service and mine may be light years apart. So I don't know what you mean and when you try to say I should choose you because of your customer service. And how we break that down and articulate it has everything to do with our ability to close more.
So can you give us some hypothetical examples of true competitive advantages that are well articulated?
Yes, absolutely. When I speak to groups all over the country, I ask them, what's your number one competitive advantage? And I have what's referred to, actually it's on page 100 of my book. I always remember this page number because I cite it so often. I have this list called the 10 most common responses. And it is things like good quality, good customer service, reputation, good people. And so if you want to make it a competitive advantage, you've got to say those things in a way that's quantifiable, not arbitrary, objective, not subjective. So if you want to say you have good quality, then tell me. I mean, I've seen companies do this. We have good quality, and let me tell you how we measure it. We have less than 0.5% returns in the last 12 months or last 18 months. That says to me, okay, I got pretty good confidence they're going to get it right. Let me give you a wonderful example of a recent company that we just worked with that most people will be able to relate to. A tour operator thought that their number one competitive advantage was that they had won a tremendous number of travel industry awards. They were Travel and Leisure Magazine Tour Wholesaler of the Year, or in the top three. National Geographic voted them number one tour wholesaler. And when they did the research with their customers, and in their case, customers were travel agents and end users, you and me, who buy trips. Well, much to their surprise, they found out that travel awards came in 20 out of 20 tested attributes. Nobody cared, neither level of customer. But what they did have, a really solid, fabulous competitive advantage, but they weren't leading with it in their sales. And they have something called white glove service, which is if you or I go on a trip and we're in the Amazon and we're out in the middle of nowhere and we get sick or we have an accident or there's an emergency at home, what do we do? Well, this company is literally at your fingertips, at your beck and call, 24/7, and they have marvelous stories about how they've handled emergencies for clients. Recently, they had clients stuck in Santiago after the Chile earthquake, and they handled it so well, the client said, I don't even want to leave. This, you've just taken care of me. And so those are true competitive advantages, but if you have them and you let them be your best-kept secret and you don't lead with them, then customers will never know that you really do have a difference. And we see that in over 90% of the companies. We find wonderful competitive advantages that are kept as the best-kept secrets.
So how do you go about determining your competitive advantage? Is this really a function of asking your customers what they value in what you do?
Well, that is. That's the second step. But the first step, we have a process we go into clients that we do. And the first thing I suggest that any company looking to do this, sit down with your team and list all of your deliverables. The deliverables are, if I hire you, if I go with you and you're my vendor of choice, what's everything that happens in our interaction? And what's everything you do to be able to deliver your product or service? And so deliverables, in my definition, is anything that's not a line item. For example, you may invest more heavily in your training of your people than your competition. So if in the sales encounter, you take that one deliverable and you use the definition and you say to me, we invest $500,000 in training our people, twice as much as our nearest competitor, that's created a competitive positioning statement that could be a competitive advantage. So list your deliverables and then make statements about each deliverable in the way that meets that definition. Is it on-time delivery? Do we measure it? What can we say about it? And here's the critical thing to creating competitive advantage statements for sales and marketing messaging. Critically, number one, test it with your customer. We can go into a company and find 50 to 100 competitive advantages and competitive positioning statements. I always joke, you don't sit your customers down and say, get real comfortable because I got 100 reasons you should buy from us. No, we don't do that. We do some market research. We get the voice of the customer. We say to them, out of these different attributes, what's most important when you select a tour wholesaler or a vendor or a widget maker, whatever it is, what's the most important thing? We find the most astonishing things, like in a steel company, the number one thing most valued was that they got their documentation and shipping documents correct. And the company would have never guessed that was number one for their customers. We have a real estate company that found out that security was the number one thing tenants who lease space from them wanted most. And they were absolutely flabbergasted. So it also helps companies make operational decisions. In the case of the real estate company, let's take some money out of landscaping, maybe, and put it into security if security systems are the most important to people who we're trying to sell to. And so you can create competitive advantages by listing your deliverables, finding out what you have measured or need to measure, and then making statements about it, testing those things with your customers, and leading with the things that are most important to your customer.
It sounds to me like most companies would actually have a competitive advantage then. They just don't really know what it is or how to articulate it. But surely there are companies out there that are truly undifferentiated. How should they go about creating that distinguishing factor that customers care about?
Every company's got competitive advantages they don't know they have because they haven't gone through the exercise. But let's just say we get in and they're just really bumping up against the wall, and we've so allowed ourselves to become a commodity that we're really having trouble articulating it. You know, when I wrote that book, Creating Competitive Advantage, I had the opportunity to interview David Neeleman, who was the CEO and founder of JetBlue Airlines, you know, that flew up and down the east coast of the States in their early days, and now they fly more destinations. But David said the most amazing thing, and I think this answers your question. I asked him, how in the world did you come out with such a commoditized, I mean, in the worst industry in the world, Warren Buffett says to be in, is the airline industry. And why, you know, you come out with this airline and you're just knocking your competitors on their butts, and how are you doing that? And he said this. He said, we ask each other, and this is what companies need to do. Every company should do this. We ask each other once a week, what do we do better than them, meaning our competition? What do they do better than us? And how can we do that better than them? And that kind of internal culture around identifying what the competition's doing, what the customers value and how we can get there, create and opportunities to identify where we can create competitive advantages. Now, notwithstanding the fact that there's always innovation, you know, we can innovate, but before we spend a lot of money on innovating, let's find out if what we're going to invest in innovation is something the customer values. I see many companies invest heavily time and money in innovation, and they come out with something the marketplace is not all that keen on, and now what? So I think, you know, my firm belief is you got to get the voice of the customer. You got to find out what they want and what they value.
It sounds like common sense, but it's shocking that more companies don't do it. So Janie, thanks for joining the Business Coach Podcast and discussing how to create competitive advantage.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks, Ian.
Janie Smith is the founder and principal of Smart Advantage Incorporated, a business consultancy based in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. That's it for another episode of the Business Coach Podcast. Be sure to check out other episodes, which you can download from BMO.com, ProfitGuide.com, and iTunes. For other tools to help you build your business, visit BMO.com/coach. Until next time, I'm Ian Portsmouth, the editor of Profit Magazine, wishing you continued success.